Sandra laughed to herself as she heard her ex-macho husband's high heels playing the familiar tapping tune of Total Emasculation on the stairwell once again. She was annoyed that her morning meal was a few minutes late, but it was more satisfying to watch the feminized shell of what thought himself a man cower before her. His degradation was a delight to her soul. His temerity was a tribute to her training. His submissiveness was a shrine to the superiority of her sex. His fear was a guarantee of his future further feminine fealty. She giggled as she saw the light illuminate his diaphanous silk and lace peignoir from behind. The dark silk of Erica's exquisitely shaped feminine body could be seen inside the glowing folds of his silken lingerie. Oh, God, Sandra wished Amanda was here to see what could be done to the overbearing males who previously thought it was their duty to reign over the female sex. Sandra pictured Amanda and her sharing deep kisses and loving embraces that would taunt and humiliate their feminized husbands who'd be forced to watch in envy. Sandra vowed to herself she would help enslave and unman Amanda spouse Ron far more than Erica, as Amanda's Ron fancied himself far more macho than even Eric had ever acted. Even so, Sandra was so pleased with the feminine side Erica displayed, she almost considered forgiving her tardiness. But it was necessary never to allow males any misbehavior. Sandra forced her resolve. Useless cunt! Get your girlish ass in here this very minute! Erica curtsied daintily, focusing his eyes to the floor in submission. He set the tray before Sandra and knelt beside her bed, daintily lifting and holding the hem of his lingerie above his stocking tops, as he had been trained to do, while Sandra enjoyed breakfast. I am sorry, Master Sandra. I spend all day toiling in the woman-eat world business world. I work hard to keep you properly attired in slips and stockings, brassieres and bustiers, handbags and high heels. That's not to mention the cost of all those domestic art courses I've been gracious enough to pay for you, so you could at least feel adequate doing your male household duties. Missy, can you not at least have a warm meal prepared for me on time? Please forgive me, Master Sandra. I'm only a male. I'll try harder to be a good girl. Young lady, why isn't your sex capable of carrying out the simplest of chores? I'm sorry, Master Sandra. We males aren't very good at anything. Oh, wow, brilliant. Like, is that your light bulb experience for the month? You were 8 minutes late. That will be 8 more strokes added to the 5 before. Another appropriate number, 13. How unlucky for you. Sandra leisurely ate her breakfast as Erica knelt very still, though internally she was in turmoil awaiting her punishment. At times, Sandra would tauntingly relay factoids or parts of interesting news articles she saw related to female supremacy. It says here today that already 96% of marriages females earn more than their counterparts. The NFL is filing for bankruptcy. Well, they lasted longer than the NBA. Did you know female sports programs in college are budgeted 5 times as much as males? They say that doesn't take into account the increased funds allocated to increase demands for male cheerleading. Interesting. Lingerie industry is at an all-time high in sales. I must call my broker, Elaine. Receipts are up 191% total from 5 years ago, even though sales to females is down 87%. Corsets are up the most, 239%. Erica, sweetie girl, how many corsets do you own? 3 wonderful corsets and 5 lovely bustiers, Master Sandra. Erica answered, her face crimson in embarrassment. Support for male disenfranchisement amendment gaining support. Poll says 43 states would pass such an act if offered a referendum. Well, that sounds just about right from any woman's viewpoint. The precious male getting support from a corset, but losing his support for his right to vote. Hearing this, Erica squirmed in discomfort and shame. Sandra had not permitted him to vote in the last 4 elections anyway. Viagra, Levitra, and other drugs for male erectile dysfunction are now on the list of banned substances. Use is said to lead to unsocial and illicit behavior among the male sex, as well as psychological disturbance due to excessive ego. Yep, seems it's all good news in the paper today, Erica. Sandra took her riding crop in hand and tapped it on the tray and then across her other palm. You may take this tray away now, bitch. Put it on my dresser, then lay across my lap with your pretty lace panted bottom in the proper position, my little girl. Erica stood, curtsied, and carried the tray away. She was so frightened, she was so ashamed, that she dared not dawdle. Erica returned to the side of Sandra's king-size bed, curtsied as required, and waited till Sandra imperiously pointed to her lap. Now 13 are your punishment. You're to call off each number, and also, with each stroke, you have to repeat one random saying from your hypnosis program. If you miss a correct number or misquote a phrase, I will add 2 more strokes. Do you understand, Erica, young lady?
Yes, Master Sandra.
Erica raised the hem of her peignoir as she climbed into bed and crawled across Sandra's lap. Sandra reached her left hand beneath the peignoir and camisole, caressing Erica's soft, petite but growing breasts, playfully tickling them and then tweaking the nipple, causing alternating sensations of confusing pleasure and pain. Erica's shrinking penis and testicles sprang to a weak state of excitement, and that's all of which they were really capable. Yet Sandra's gentle grasp and play with Erica's breast made him experience a small, mocking imitation of a real female's eroticism. Erica closed her eyes, lost in ecstasy until... and you'll have to wait for the spanking until the next recording. Erica's Birthday Part 2. End.